Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World's two biggest economies are pulling back from the brink of a trade war. That story from AP's Mike Gracia.
We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the United States and China have pulled back from the brink of a trade war. Mnuchin tells Fox News Sunday high-level talks Thursday and Friday produced significant progress, and the U.S. is on track to achieve President Trump's goal of cutting the trade deficit with China.
We are going to reduce the trade deficit. We have an agreement with China that they will substantially agree to it.
Last year, the U.S. had a record $376 billion deficit with China. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump says he will order an investigation today into claims an FBI informant infiltrated his 2016 election campaign. Lawmakers reacted, including California Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, who is the ranking member of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence.
This claim by the president, the suggestion by Giuliani that there is a political spy embedded in the Trump campaign is nonsense. And you hear it in the same terms that Trump often speaks, which is people are saying, or I'm hearing, or we're being told. That's another way of saying this is patently untrue, but we would like to spread it anyway.
On Twitter, Mr. Trump further complained about the year-long investigation into whether his campaign colluded with Russia and if he obstructed justice by trying to thwart that probe. In Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro has won a second six-year term as the country's president. That took place during Sunday's elections, while his main rivals are disputing the legitimacy of the vote and calling for a new election. This is VOA News. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Europe's political support to save the 2015 International Nuclear Accord after the U.S. withdrawal will not be sufficient if too many European companies and their investment in Iran. Meantime, European Union Council President Donald Tusk says the EU should continue to honor the nuclear deal with Iran.
We need a united European front. I want leaders to reconfirm that the EU sticks to the deal as long as Iran does.
If the nuclear deal falls apart in the aftermath of President Trump withdrawing the U.S., Iran has threatened to resume industrial uranium enrichment, in their words, without limit. Ahead of his summit with President Trump on Tuesday, South Korean leader Moon Jae-in spoke with Mr. Trump by phone about next month's U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore. The North last week threatened to scuttle the talks over joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises, as well as unilateral demands for its nuclear disarmament. The Atlantic Council's Robert Manning tells VOA Mr. Moon hopes to play a mediating role between North Korea and the U.S.
I'm not sure if that's really the issue, because the fundamental problem is a very deep distrust on both sides. The recent episode where North Koreans threatened to cancel the summit is an indication of that.
The June Trump-Kim summit would be the first time the leaders of the U.S. and North Korea have met. As funerals for the 10-day people fatally shot at a Texas high school begin, the debate over preventing such mass shootings is heating up again. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the real problem is the devaluing of life in America.
Particularly violent video games, which now outsell movies and music. Psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that students are desensitized to violence.
He spoke on ABC's This Week, as did Nicole Hockley, whose son was killed in the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. She argues that the lack of action on guns is actually what devalues life.
There are 10 people who are dead, who are not going back to their families. That's what we need to be focusing on.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hawaii residents coping with Kilauea volcanic eruptions face a potentially deadly new hazard. Authorities warning lava flows reaching the Pacific Ocean could produce noxious clouds of acid fumes, steam, and tiny glass-like particles. Kilauea, the most active volcano in the world. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Morning, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across this great continent will be coming to you again today. So I want you to relax because I want to take you on a trip around Africa on this. But later on the show, straight from Atlanta, Georgia, I'll be talking to Nigerian Yoruba artist Tessie Show. Tessie Show is going to be my guest on this show today. And we'll be talking about Yoruba music. Well, we'll be playing some beautiful Yoruba music for you. So if you're out there in Nigeria, stay tuned for that because Tessie Show is going to come right on. I'll be speaking to her straight from Atlanta, Georgia. But right now, let's come back with the ball rolling. As we start up today from the African Bush Doctor based in the UK, brand new quote, Nayu. Nayu Awand. Yes, everybody is in love these days. And right after that, the Big C, big corruption by the legendary Miata Fambule of Liberia. And then doing damage in my native language, the sound of Zimbabwe Legit. This is one of the first African groups to record hip-hop song in the USA all the way back in 1992, signed to the Hollywood Basics. So you stay tuned because you're going to hear that old-time classic. It's a hip-hop classic done in the native language, and that is going to be done for us by Zimbabwe Legit. But first, let's go to Nayu, a brand new quote by African Bush Doctor.
I love you too. Nayu, you're not the woman I like. Oh, na na oh, my girl. I say Nayu, you're not the woman where I want. Yes, tell you for true, love you more. Come to me tonight, get for me some special nights. I want for make you my woman, and I gonna make you sweat like you never sweat before. No matter what you happen me, girl, I love you more, yeah, God knows. The time, not the weather, my girl. I will love you forever and ever again. And that make us sing this song again and again and again. I say, Nayu, you're not the woman of my life, yes. Oh, na na, oh, God knows. I say, Nayu, you're not the woman where I want. Clean the highest mountain for you, and I go run through, yes, the deepest sea. I go through some blazing fire, some fire, just for can get you, my girl. Any step where you take, I go take one for you. Any food where you eat, I must eat one for you. Every heartbeat I take, I must take one for you, my girl. So no worry about the weather and the time. No worry about no one else. Just remember, say I love you. I love you too. Oh, na na, oh, na na.
get no life, no way. I say, now you.
Michael, you're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
My native language, Zimbabwe legit. This is so cool, and we'll be bringing you more of that, and we'll be talking to Zimbabwe legit sometime in the future on this program. And right before that was Big C, Corruption, Miata Fambula of Liberia, still preaching. Yes, Tiffy Tiffy Jankoniko. I love this song, man. And right at the top was Nayu by African Bush Doctor, right on the African beat. This is your super show. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with more music.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back. The African beat on The Voice of America. Jamais Jamais is going to be our next tune, and it's done by Mr. Leo from Cameroon. And right after that, My Name by the Great Stone Boy of Ghana, and Na by ST featuring Jelly Madi of the Gambia. But Jamais Jamais right now by Mr. Leo of Cameroon.
Alphabet and Records.
Bébé, tu me connais? Oh, ouais. Je mourrais pas si je pouvais. Oh, ouais. Juste pour te voir sourire. Jusqu'à la fin de nos vies, si je pouvais, je le ferais. A tous les autres filles, hasta la vista. I'm not a playboy. Ago mare mare, ago mare mare na you. Ago mare mare, ago mare mare na you. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais, séparer, jamais, jamais, na, na, na. Jamais, jamais, eh ouais, oh, jamais, jamais, oh, oh, oh. Jamais, jamais, divorcer, jamais, jamais, na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Girl, I'm living my life, girl, I'm living my life with you. And if I go die, girl, I swear I go die for you. Now, so we be starting, okay, okay, lele. I go love you forever, mouké, mouké, lélé. Repose ta tête sur ma
ma poitrine, écoutez mon cœur qui bat. Je ne sais pas si je peux vivre loin de toi. Ago mare mare, ago mare mare na you. Ago mare mare, ago mare mare na you. Ago leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais. Séparé, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais, oh, oh, jamais, jamais, divorcer, jamais, jamais, ah, ah, jamais, jamais, I don't leave you, jamais, jamais, oh, jamais, jamais, séparer, jamais, jamais. Never too late, it's never too late, love. Baby, toi-même tu vois notre amour c'est moukélé. Baby, follow me go, moukélé. Ago mare mare, mare mare na you. Ago mare mare, ago mare mare na you. Ago leave you jamais, 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 jamais. Séparé, jamais, jamais, na na na. Jamais, jamais, eh oui, oh, jamais, jamais, oh, oh, jamais, jamais, divorcer, jamais, jamais, ah, ah, jamais, jamais, I go leave you, jamais, jamais, oh, jamais, jamais, séparer, jamais, jamais. Jamais, 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 oui. Jamais, 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 oui. Jamais, 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 oui. Jamais, 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 jamais.
My Name by Stone Boy, I dedicate it to you, Nana Osei of Flash Africa, and all the team out there at Flash Africa in Ghana. We dedicate this one all to you, okay? Let's enjoy.
You don't come in if you don't hustle with me from the beginning. Oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in if you don't hustle with me from the beginning. Oh, what a shame. Fail at the end of the day. You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh no, no, no. Oh no, 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 no. Ask me also for the paper, and I put life first and ask God for favor. Wishing good for my neighbor. Already yet I did the figure. Help with the labor. Nowhere to find then. Only a few was kind then. Like a diamond from the doors, I knew my star will shine. Don't come in, don't come in. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh, no, no, no. No, 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 no. Me don't know where they want me expire. Me old feet get fire. Flat just like a car tire. Me not stop pray to the Messiah. The devil is a liar. I just keep going higher. Aye, 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 aye. See them know my name. Them no know my story. Na, 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 na. Talk your home to me. It no matter. Yeah, yeah. Don't come in there. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning. Oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in there. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning. Oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? You only know my name. You don't know my story. You know.
Ghana to Jamaica. Better know it now.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my
home. Oh, la, la.
Jalimadi. Brikam. Boyo.
Ngina lela nandun de jam falana itele uluna itele nothing obetina manju twila nine ne mambala na naduta fomo bebo taida maleka fonyena itele bulu ejika beto dinna ninga kuja oke ikonye fatanyina nasula fengol na ya be dinna enyin kanomi tanna fonka funyol nyaka bonna oto doye dunde ni tete manna nelta sonna kanyim fili no mi fil do nele talon na nga baljele mili ye dimol fay dolbe ta konna dolbe bulo ko sile talie wolbe donna dol kapata min taki dingola kola wonene telonna isa dunia la dunia ka ba mane de sanna anin do nene de kanna ndaji ko nene de banna wala na nike kanon pisal ta ka wura ka bo wena
jiko nin tesito lafta ke la dunia le diandi bulu ko ko sito a wana buy you cars ama jala motol gad basiru jawara dreams ka kodo sam ye ko lo sito wala kambula nin dunia be mi daro la ko nyamato sal yalla ne munan nan kanya bi bitol kam ko kom ko to musico ka bilo jo musico ka domandi modum poso do motivation ola na fam fu dadani lebulo do nalo na fosti jati su ko no karam bu moto a folo ne ko fara e hakilo ken sonno moto andene mam batandi barandi wala ki jafaranda tele karandi femo lay mukamil karandi karam bu moto ni nga kuke la yam fama na kana kam fama will ever stay true to you nda jam facility le kam ngani monsol min ke kono to nga duno min lay kunto e dimi ngo min ma tinto ni kam fata se ponto
tamiye kanu biri mangunuma biri ngunuma ta anim biri tamata sai ko ikaburle kanyine
ba na by ST featuring Jalimadi from the Gambia and before that my name Stone Boy of Ghana and at the top was Jame Jame Mr. Leo of Cameroon the African beat on the Voice of America and I'm yours truly David Vandy pushing and pulling the beats right here from our studios in Washington DC
Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical journey. I guarantee.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
All right. right, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America, straight from Washington, D.C. And we fly all the way to Atlanta, Georgia, where we'll be talking to our guest for today, and that is Tessie Shaw. Tessie Shaw is originally from Nigeria, and she does Yoruba music, and she has a program in Yoruba, but we're going to be talking about that. Welcome to the African Beat, Tessie Shaw.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi, everyone. And thank you for bringing me down to Washington, D.C. today, African Beat.
Joining us today, Tessie Shaw, and you know, first of all, I know I just told people about your class of music, the kind of Yoruba music you play. We're just listening to it, so we're gonna get into that. But your name, Tessie Shaw, is that your real name?
Yeah, Tessie Shaw is my name, but my name actually is Teresa. But in America here, I met a lady which is my boss, and she was like, I'm going to turn your name to Tessie. So it's over 15 years now that I've been hearing her name. Tessie. Everybody calls me Tessie Shaw. Because the show is Show Bowale. So then they call me Tessie Shaw.
Okay, all right. Well, sometimes I'll tell them, I say, I don't agree to that. You have to learn how to pronounce my name. Don't call me something that will be more comfortable with you. You have to learn how to pronounce my own name. Because one thing about them, if you don't pronounce their names right, they will want to teach you how to pronounce it.
Exactly.
They don't allow you to pronounce their names the way you want to. Okay? Anyway, that's for another day. But let's come to you, Tessie Shaw. Your music, the Yoruba music you play, tell us about it. Huh? Other people will say, okay, I'm good at music, and, you know, let me just go with the flow, how people are flowing out there. Let me just go with the hip-hop style, or let me just go with the Western style. But you decided to stick to the traditional culture.
Yes.
So tell me about it.
Well, it's a long story.
Make it short.
I will make it short. You know, I'm a typical Nigerian, and most of Nigerians, especially we Yoruba, first of all, let me say this, I really appreciate all the Americans, I mean the white Americans, you know, they go to Nigeria to learn more about our culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have this culture, some of us don't even care about it. That's why I sat down, I'm like, no. This country, I will make sure that Asha Yoruba, which is Yoruba culture, is not even perished. I have to make sure that I try my best to make people realize that we shouldn't forget where we are coming from. That's what prompts Asha Yoruba.
Okay. I like that because, you know, like you said, sometimes when we come here, we tend to forget about where we're coming from. We tend to forget our culture. We cannot even teach our children our culture because we feel like, oh, it is, this is America. But let me tell you something, whether it's America or not, even when the Spanish people come here, they give birth to children here, they teach them how to speak Spanish, they teach them the Spanish culture. But for us African, we tend to shy away. So I must applaud you for that, for sticking to the culture, the Yoruba culture. And you know, but how appreciative are people, especially the younger generation that go into music these days, how appreciative are they of the kind of music that you play?
Well, I must tell you the truth. Some of our father in Nigeria, like barista, you know, he has already died a couple of years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Orlando Owo, just want to mention few. Ebenezer Obi, King Sonny Adi, all their music, you know, you can listen, even though it's entertaining, educative. And then, these are the young children of nowadays. They don't, you know, they don't think something that you can even learn from. They just, you know, speak, they just think any kind of song that can make them have money, or they can, you know, that people can just dance to. You don't know that there's one dance that they are dancing now. It's not a Makossa. Makossa has been a long time,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a wujuo, wujuo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will be shaking their head and turning their hands to the other side. So all those songs that the young generation has seen nowadays, sometimes, you know, we can't learn from it. But this Yoruba culture is in our darling. I mean Yoruba darling, my darling.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn from me. It's creative, entertaining, even advice. We call something in Yoruba, Esha, Oriki. If you ask some of the people now, can you tell me your Oriki? I went to one party. They, you know, they called me to come and do the MC. Then I asked the lady, what's the Oriki?
So let me ask you, what's the Oriki?
Okay, Oriki is everybody that comes from one tribe. It's a tribe thing. It's a tribe culture thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when they, like me, I'm from, my dad is from Ijebu. I was born in Kano State. But my dad is from Ijebu. My mom is from Egba. So my dad have Oriki. That Oriki is a culture tribe thing. Every tribe have their own. Like Ijebu now, I can, you know, tell you Oriki of Ijebu. So when the lady told me, oh, I don't know, but I'm from, my dad is from Ijebu, I'm like, wow. So I used my daddy Oriki. I used it for her. She was so happy.
Okay. All right. Well, you're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and my guest is Tessie Show from Nigeria originally, but she's currently based in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking more to her, and we'll continue to play her beautiful Yoruba music, and we want you to enjoy. Yes, indeed. The show that makes you happy, brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And today we're talking Asha Yoruba.
I try.
Asha Yoruba.
Yoruba culture.
Yes, we're talking Yoruba culture. You know, This is getting interesting. But what are the meaning of some of the songs that you sing? Like okay. the first track.
Okay, let me tell you this. And then once I tell you, you have to pay me for that, okay?
Okay. Because okay. I'm learning new things right now.
I know. Because Yoruba, Odu. Meaning
Odu.
It's sweet, yeah.
Meaning it's sweet.
It's sweet, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yoruba culture is sweet, is good. This song says, meaning that people that think Yoruba language is going to die down or perish or vanish, they are just lying. That Yoruba culture will stick and stay forever.
Now, let me ask you this. You have this talk show that you do, you do a Facebook Live thing, right? Where you play your music and you speak Yoruba and, you try to educate people about the Yoruba culture. So did you start doing that in Nigeria, or it is when you came to America and you see that the culture was, like, fading away, you decided to revive it?
Well, when I was in Nigeria, I was one of the actresses in Nigeria. Even though my dad is a police officer and he doesn't want me to become actress. He thought those people, those girls and boys that actors and actresses, they are not a responsible person. So
that's not now. That used to be long time ago. That used to be their thought. But that has changed.
My dad always beat me because I always run away from home just to go and join the group.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want me to do that. But thank God, I did that for a couple of years, and it was like, you need to become a nurse, you need to become a this, you need to become a that. I'm like, oh my goodness, why can't you allow me to do what I want to do? But I thank God today, I've been doing it from Nigeria before getting here. Even though he tried to stop me, but at the end of the day,
he has to accept
I do what I love best. So when I came down here, it gave me more opportunity to, proceed. And then when I saw that the Yoruba culture is fading away, like what you said, that it's almost, like everybody's forgetting about our culture. And I'm like, I have to try my best to make sure that Yoruba culture, have to be progressing.
All right. Yes, we have to make sure that the culture does not die. One more time, you're listening to the African Beats on the Voice of America straight from Washington, D.C. My guest is Tessie Shaw of Asha Yoruba, and she's got an album. How many albums have you got now?
Oh, this is my first one.
This is the first one. The Asha Yoruba is the first album, right?
Yes. Okay. Even though I've been featuring on some movies back in the days in Nigeria. But this is my own first album.
This is your first original album for yourself.
Yes.
All right, let's listen to some more music. And when we come back, we'll hear from our guest today, Asha Yoruba, what would be her advice to younger Nigerians and even Africans across the world, because we're talking about the culture here. And we don't want the culture from Africa to die. We don't want it to fade out. We want to keep it alive. So we'll be getting onto that. Let's enjoy some more of the Asha Yoruba music.
I'm
Yes, beautiful beat there. I love it. And let me come back to my guest. You know, one of my favorite Nigerian Afro Juju stars was the great King Sunny Ade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, King Sunny Ade and Chief Osita Osadebe.
Oh, Osadebe.
Yes, Osita Osadebe. You know, I even interviewed him when he was here before he passed away. And, you know, I love those guys and I love their music. I see today that even the younger folks are now trying to convert their music, the old Afro Juju music, into the modern day kind of setting. Let me just ask you, some of these messages that you're putting across, the older folks will listen to it and say, yeah, well, this one makes sense. But how can you pass it on to the younger generation? What would be your advice to them? Because they are growing up and we are going out and they have to step in, but they need some advice as to how they can help to keep the culture going. What would be your advice to them?
Okay, my advice is, first of all, you know, everything starts from the parents. Because when the parents, you know, when they make, let me put it this way. A parent have to see that their children, you know, follow the culture. Because, like, for instance, in America, let me use America, even Nigerian too. Some of the people in Nigeria, some of the parents in Nigeria, they don't allow their children to be speaking in Yoruba. They will say that, oh, it's a vernacular.
Mm-hmm.
And then in school, back in the days, they always said that if you speak a vernacular, you have to pay this sum of a month, or they will flog you. But my advice to the new generation, the young ones, is that they need to make sure that Yoruba culture is not fading away. Even in the school, the teachers, they need to do more work, because they can use a Yoruba to teach English. I still remember back in the days when I remember one of our teachers, he came to the class one day, he said, Kilorukwe, meaning, what is your name?
Mm-hmm. Kilorukwe.
Kilorukwe, what is your name? If he doesn't say Kilorukwe, the student that he was, you know, asking the question from, he might not know what he's asking. But back in the days, they will use Yoruba, then they will use English. Both work together. Even it make students to learn more than, okay, some of the English that some of the new generation are even saying right now, that it's not, most of it is not correct. Okay, I have some friends that they are Igbo. They always speak their dialect, which is Igbo, to their children. But we Yoruba, we don't want to say anything pertaining to our culture. We just want to speak English. Are we forgetting where are we coming from?
All right, well, you know, this discussion will not end today, but we are out of time, and I just want to thank you so very much for being my guest today. If somebody wants to get your album, the Asha Yoruba, how can we get it?
They can get Asha Yoruba from Bill and Sons Communication, number 17, which is in your last house, opposite Kinwale Eleja, Monoton Ibadan. Also, they can get it from Shasha Ibadan also. And for those people in the U.S., they can contact me on 770-912-7508. I'm based in Atlanta.
All right. Okay. Well,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, they can give me a call. They can go to my Facebook page.
Your Facebook page. Tessie Show. TESSYSHO, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so that's it. So you can check it out, and Tessie's show will be right there to make sure you get the Asha Yoruba album. Well, thank you very much, Tessie's show. We'll be following you right on Facebook, and also we'll be trying to make sure we continue to push the Yoruba music so that the Yoruba culture will not die. Asha Yoruba, I love that. And you know this new one that you taught me, Odo, it's sweet. That means say Yoruba, Odo, Yoruba is sweet. Ah, I love that. And
yes,
I learned a new one.
Yoruba Duju.
Yoruba Duju.
Yeah.
Yoruba Duju. And Kilorukwe. Kilorukwe. What is your name?
Kilorukwe, what what's your name?
Kilo Rukwe, what's your name?
Yes.
Kilo
okay, what's your name? Your name is David.
All right. Well, we'll continue with some more Yoruba music. All right. Thank you very much, my sister. When I come back, when I get you back on the show, we'll learn some more Yoruba language, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for being on the show
one
today.
One more thing. They can even follow me on a YouTube channel, Tessie Show, also.
Okay. All right. You can follow Tessie Show also on a YouTube channel and enjoy some beautiful Yoruba culture, music, and every kind of education that you need. The Tessie Show will grant you that right on the show. Till then, have a wonderful day.
You too. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks to my guest today, Tessie Show from Nigeria originally, and she's now based in Atlanta, Georgia. And that was a beautiful conversation there. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African Beats.
No child is born to die. And no mother should die.
Let the music roll, the African beat. And now we play the song No Child Is Born to Die by the Ugandan All-Stars from Uganda.
Discovery, so you have to follow me. Follow me, follow me. 70 children generally, 20, 50, 60, get to 70, till to the infinity. Cause we have ability. Ability. Jamie, Jamie, don't say now we know the cheat to want to go. Now, Rajo, man, has anyone man who now feed our own? Who now is about vivin' and no cheat to got to go. Saving the children of the future today. Give me now, when are you ready? To watch a big man's story, to watch a speedy body. I woke up on a slide. Kazi ya muhimu kuwa zaidi ya watoto mbona wanakufa hivyo hivyo.
Back to the business, we need staff and equipment. When it comes to health, y'all know my passion is endless. Women walking miles hurt to find a place for childbirth. We are all responsible, no matter how your mind works. Too many kids dying, the worst to say. Others may change this, but first
yes,
it's me.
One.
I thought it couldn't get worse, but hey, 16 women okay. Died okay. Giving birth today.
You run in semi-sire, me don't call it a booty. Never mind, I'm going to find a body. Then I will do it, no, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it.
nga bazala kulwachi tuoza chimumwe no government yetu yambe nga jekwe yenze nangeze yekwe let's come by the energy we save the future
kuburamu mwana mweya gaza kabali ne mama besi sasisa buli mwaka nga bekulisa nye kwange lisanyuza
With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.